His name is Billy Lawson, and if the name sounds familiar, well, you've certainly heard his work. He's one of those names behind the big names. But if Billy wasn't around, well, the big guys wouldn't be so big either. His story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
His name is Billy Lawson, and if the name sounds familiar, well, you've certainly heard his work.
I've been blessed to have written some songs that people thought were good enough to record. I had a number one with a guy named Rick Trevino called I'm Learning As You Go, and I had a number one with Trace Atkins with I Left Something Turned On at Home. And I've had cuts on Tim McGraw, Shenandoah, Sammy Kershaw.
And many more. Lawson today owns and operates Wishbone Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. It's a career he has always had, it seems.
I don't ever remember not wanting to do it and trying to do it from the time I was a kid getting on the woodpile with a piece of kindling pretending I was at the Opry.
He drew inspiration from local musicians and songwriters who encouraged him in the craft. He also found he had a love for producing music.
Carl Montgomery gave me a little mono track Webcore recorder, and I would always just mess around and record when I was a kid. And then later on, when more home stuff got affordable, I got a four track, had to go in debt to get it.
And what was a hobby became a career.
And over the years, I'd have friends hear what I do and say, "Will you mind doing my demo or mixing my demo?" You know, and it just kind of turned into I do this too, I write and engineer and mix.
But Billy does more than just mix, because he now owns one of the legendary studios in all of music. And we'll take you there next time as we travel the countryside in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCrae.